The question mark, how and when to use it. How well do you know your question marks? How often do you find yourself using an interrogation point in your everyday writing? What about an error team? You might be surprised to know that both of these appeared in the last two sentences alone. These terms might be unfamiliar, but you may know this punctuation mark by its more common name, the question mark. The question mark has a very simple function in writing. It indicates a question. If a sentence ends with a question mark, then it's asking a question, just as the name suggests. How common is a question mark? A sentence ending in a question mark is also known as an interrogative sentence. This means that its function is to pose a question to readers. You've likely seen them used in all types of writing, from fiction writing to nonfiction writing, from academic writing to personal writing. Indeed, it's one of the more widely used punctuation marks. In documents where an exclamation point is inappropriate, there's nothing wrong with using a question mark. Question marks sometimes replace commas. You might be surprised to know that the question mark, while used exclusively to ask questions, can function in some rather unique situations, the most surprising being its ability to stand in for a comma. Take the following sentence, for example. It's written as, open quotation mark, where is Eric's car, question mark, and where is he, comma, for that matter, question mark, end quotation mark, asked Sarah. This is a grammatically correct use of the question mark. It might look awkward to some, but the laws of grammar state that when multiple questions are asked in the same sentence, a question mark can be used in place of a comma to indicate multiple questions. This should, however, only be done in works of fiction, primarily in dialogue. Question marks in screenplays. A second application that writers may not be familiar with, and that is applicable only in non-formal situations, is the rhetorical question mark. It is used almost exclusively in screenplays in order to indicate intended sarcasm. It is written in parentheses at the end of a sentence. This lets the actor know that the tone is sarcastic. It would be written as follows. Adam. Hey, Mr. McCabe. What was I supposed to do with the ion transducer? Charles. Do I really need to tell you twice, Johnson? And following the word Johnson is a question mark in parentheses. Question marks in formal and informal writing. Question marks are used in both formal and informal writing, and in cases where direct and indirect questions are being asked. They're one of the few pieces of punctuation that indicate only one thing. Placing a question mark at the end of a sentence that is not explicitly asking a question will instantly make it an awkward sentence. On the other hand, you can put an exclamation mark at the end of almost any sentence and render it exciting, albeit often out of context. For example, go to the store and get me 5 apples! Exclamation point. This sounds like the speaker is very excited about getting apples. Go to the store and get me 5 apples? Question mark. This makes the speaker sound unsure about the number of apples they want, making for an awkward sentence. Question marks are generally reserved for sentences that begin with, or at least contain, why, what, when, where, how, are, will, is, can, do, were, or would. For example, will you go to the store with me? Question mark. Are you going to Rome this weekend? Question mark. How does that electric can opener work? Question mark. Can I have your extra toaster? Question mark. Remember, a basic rule to follow when writing is if your sentence is asking a question, you must finish it with a question mark. Failing to punctuate it properly will likely be noticed and cause confusion. Readers will almost always pick up on missing quotation marks, as written questions are often very distinct. If you want another pair of eyes to ensure the proper use of punctuation, let our English academic editors go over your work for you.
This podcast is brought to you by Scribendi.com, because grammar matters.